I'm glad you're doing R&B, bro. I play guitar. I got tracks for you, man. Line that shit up. I got that.
That's the thing. See, I don't be doing R&B. I'll try that shit.
Hey, that's what's working, bro. This other shit is either R&B or killing the G. Either one.
I'm trying not. You know what? Me and Selena used to talk about that shit. Like, I'll write R&B tracks, but then we'll go to the studio with Jay. This nigga, you know, he probably, I'll probably hear that shit on the radio the next week. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit, I'm straight.
But, hey.
No shade though. That's my nigga though. I fuck with that.
Yeah. Hey, no, that's what we were talking about today in Chicago. Like I was saying, like R. Kelly, it ain't no reason why he's not an R&B mogul legend company working industry in Chicago right now.
One thing I'm gonna say about that though, before you go on, bro, I separate the man from the music. That man's a musical genius. You know what I'm saying? Like, can't nobody take that from him. Don't break down his lyrics, but yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I'm saying he should have. This is what I'm saying. Every man got to pay for what he got to pay for. But
you're right.
He is so talented that he can have a school of R. Kelly in every sector of the city. Where he could bring millions of dollars into the city just for a musical. Just to be like in New York, they get money from the government to put money into music in their city. Chicago don't do that. We don't have a budget written in for all our record labels to be on one street and to be two. So we're gonna put $900 million into music this year. So y'all got this credit line. See, so that's what Giuliani and them support music, hip hop, but it's going now because it turned into drill. That's why, I'm just going through this because it's all connected to each other. Everything matters. With the Get the Fuck Out of New York song, they are trying to push out the drill culture and the Chicago culture, and they took over the new New York. So it's like so weird, man. And then Atlanta, they mad at Atlanta because you niggas is from New York saying they from Atlanta, and you know what I'm saying? It was just like real weird, man. So, you know, New York is trying to get they shit back. I remember everybody wants to be like New York.
Yeah, I mean, because that's the thing. New York lost their identity. You know what I'm saying? To be honest. If you want to be honest, because you got to think about it. Like, when people like Mims came out, they were trying to rap like they were from the South. This is why I'm hot. You know what I'm saying? That's when they started getting their little shine back. And then, I mean, outside of that, you got to realize.
That's what I just did a song for that I didn't even know until 2023.
One more time.
So I guess who I didn't know. You ever heard of, I just did a song with them. They call themselves Dead Prez.
Oh yeah, Dead Prez was hot back in the day.
Listen, but they from Atlanta. I thought they was from New York.
Yeah, Dead Prez was like on that militant, like
Hip hop,
yeah.
Culture, New York, like
hip-hop. Yeah. They was some real hip hop like heads, like for real. Like it wasn't like no. Especially from Atlanta, when Atlanta was known, you know, even though you had the Outkast and the Goody Mobs, Atlanta was really known for trap music. You know what I'm saying? Talking about the slums, talking about selling dope. And then that's a lot of things by T.I. get a lot of shade because T.I. did start trap music, but it was a lot of people that was actually talking about really trapping, like moving bricks.
No,
I was talking about dime sex.
No, see, Outkast now was saying that it is a trap. See, Outkast, like, see, what people don't know, them some of the greatest motherfuckers that ever rapped.
Oh, wait,
see, niggas can't fuck with them niggas. That's why I don't even say their names. Look, them niggas so cold. Them the only albums I really bought, like that N.W.A. shit, like that Ice Cube. Okay, look, I could name on my hand. I ain't even got enough. I got more fingers left over than shit I bought.
Can't talk about N.W.A. without O'Shea. You know, Ice Cube was the truth back in the day. He done lost it now because that Mount Rushmore shit is garbage.
Like, no,
I don't nobody want to hear Snoop Dogg rap right now or Too Short. The only one still snapping is E-40.
But you know, E-40 got the streets in real life.
Yeah, oh, everybody know that because 40 really be in them. You know what I'm saying?
40 down there, goddamn, standing the fuck out these niggas way, living basing in that OG life, like shit.
For real, a good OG life too. I'm talking about that boy getting good money with that Earl Stevens.
Oh yeah, that's what's up. But look, Any track needs, bro, link up with us, man. We can do it from a distance or up close.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, shit, I'm always down to come to the shop.
No, shit, we just left the A. I got a shit. You know, I build homes. So we got a couple jobs in Atlanta. I'm going to be up there in, like, I think I'll stay or some shit. And
Smyrna.
Cascade. I'll be all through that big Greenbrier.
I'm about like 20 minutes from me, though. I stay on the east side. I'm Memorial Drive, Decatur, East Lake, Kirkwood. I mean, I'm the east side. I mean, shit, just other side of downtown.
You know where you at? We right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we're going to link. Let us know what you need, all the information.
Mm-hmm. I got you. I'm going to text it. You know what I'm saying? I'll make sure y'all got it. But yeah, definitely. Like I said, you know, I'm just getting back in my groove. Like I said, I'm just putting together my big equipment. I ain't going to say little equipment again. You know what I'm saying? But yeah.
I mean, because you little in your own shit. So what you expect somebody else to do?
Right, for real. I feel. I like that.
Well, since this is Toxic Thursdays, let me tell you something. Look, look. Since this is Toxic Thursdays and this is after hours, you know, I got a verse in one of these songs. I did, you know what I'm saying? Like the ink push, I helped one of my homies do a song. My homie King Hawk out of St. Louis, and he was like, little bitch, big mouth. So ain't nothing wrong with being little. As long as it can goddamn pack a punch.
But for real. You said a mouthful.
She said a mouthful. You know, I'm just saying, look, that motherfucker, look, you got to know what you're doing with it. Because it's like I tell people this. You got bands that have been playing for over 50, 60 years with the same fucking instruments. How fucking creative are you? If they gave you the same fucking instrument, how long could you last, nigga?
Better make that motherfucker go.
You see what I'm saying? Think about that. You got great songs that's been played with the same fucking five instruments for the last 60 years. It can't nothing visibly take away from that. The vibrations and the tone and the naturalness. So, you know, when it comes to creativity, it's a whole lot to make a motherfucker look creative that day. But you can really see what and feel what real creativeness is. You know, like the ink pusher. I don't know if you know her. She got a voice, man. She got tones that you don't even hear no more. Just vibrations. And that's what, you know what I'm saying, what's going on with this music. So link up with us, man. We music doctors. And that's crazy. I tell him, that's why I see where he called himself Dr. Dre. Bitch, I've been a doctor too, nigga. I was a billionaire way before Dr. Dre.
I feel you. Mentally, for sure.
I'm going to meet my star man by the end of the week, man.
You going to meet your what?
I was gonna ask, but I decided to stay.
I got this song. I said, like, I'm gonna meet my star man at the end of the week, we came a long way from government tea. And government tea, straw man, look it up. It's a corporation. There's our name is under, you know what I'm saying? All capitals.
Lord.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna be my straw man. That means I'm gonna denounce this shit, nigga. By the end of the week, so I, you know what I'm saying?
That was deep. That was deep.
I'm done.
But you don't hear nobody saying no shit like that. They be like, man, I'm finna go kill this nigga by the
end.
You know what I'm saying, man? I'm finna go reclaim my social security number. I'm blown out.
On all platforms, that stars, no friend zone, Apple Music, Amazon Music, Spotify, YouTube, Facebook, TikTok, Snapchat, bitch. I lost my niggas in the window. This ain't no game when you die, ain't no coming back. The fan spirit never die, yeah, that's what they say. He got shot right between his eyes, they can't see his face. Watch his babies cry while I have to be the way. Close casket, the memories can't be erased. A lot of sisters don't see in these pictures. A lot of brothers don't see in these pictures. Out here still thugging, yeah, I miss ya. So you gon' hold it down for me till I get there. Oh, no, you gon' hold it down for me till I see you.
When I was shorty, me get killed over a story. Act like it's a young nigga, but I know just where it started at. I ain't no dumb nigga, but I did some shit that I regret.
And we can't place the blame on young niggas, cause we left them the same. Everybody yummies at an early age. New way high speed to an early grade. One of my niggas sent clean to the 30 days. Top to 30, he ain't even seen
enough. I love it.
Everybody's so depressed nowadays, it's too amazing. Yeah, a lot of niggas gone looking at these pictures.
Everybody I depend on, I only see in my dreams. Them the ones I really need. I lost my first best friend to distance. The second from being sick, the third was on some fake ass shit. But before that, my dad was gone. It's like I'm in a cold, cold world. All alone, left me lost and through a cache of no guidance. It's lonely at the top, it's more silence. I loved over and over, steady getting fucked over. I told these haters, well, Lakers, allow my day to raise a soldier. Had to get it how I live, probably turned me to a bad promise. I never put my all into that, yeah. Had a baby at 17 when she was here to see. But every day I think about you, I know you're here with me. Me and the family sitting around sharing memories, reminiscing on how it used to be. How you gonna cope?
With all your friends gone.
With all your friends gone. Can't trust that nigga, ain't no friends on.
Oh my god.
As I sit by the poolside, I got the epiphany. Looking back at the niggas, they ain't never did shit for me. Said it was my family, said it was my family. Club behind my back, really they was trying to do it again. Yeah. Pray for forgiveness, I can't be no witness. They contemplate, thinking about cooperating. Oh, it was all good, just a week ago.
Yeah, but as he said,
he's the music
it was
doctor.
It was nice having you, you know, everybody seeing is. You get a I'm about to excuse myself to get prepared for White Castle.
So that means you got to shit now or later.
Hey, boy, I'm getting all fish sandwiches. Oh, I'm getting all fish sandwiches. I'm getting all niblets, bitch.
I do want one cheeseburger.
But some days it's popping.
That was funny. Oh, but yeah. But subscribe, share, like. Fuck with us though. Yeah, I be on here every Thursday talking my shit. And that's just what it is.
We be in the 8 Monday.
Bring your
nigga.
Own poison.
We be in the 8 Monday.
Whether you smoke.
Pull up on me. Get my information from Celine.
We're gonna be in 8 Monday.
I got you. You got the email though. I'll send you the number and or the Instagram tags and shit, and we up.
Yeah, for sure. We get on. I mean, like I'm
on fire. We be all in that bitch.
Up on.
Y'all can join Ray Ray.
Oh yeah, he said he in Atlanta. Oh yeah, yeah, we be at Bonfire. Take off to all those spots.
Sundays.
Huh?
Oh, just that Bonfire this past Sunday.
Oh, we was on the road up here.
My homie hosted. Odell, you know Odell.
I don't really know nobody personally. I just, you know, I be low key in there. I just go get my little bud and just smoke. You know what I mean? Drink.
He the host. Odell.
Yeah, my Odell. You talking about niggas on the stage? Goddamn.
Yeah, that's my nigga. Yeah, we in that bitch, man. I'm gonna see you this week, man.
I just seen that nigga Sunday.
Yep.
Mr. Dog, I'm see you this week, but look, we down in the A. We fucking around in Chicago to Atlanta, Indianapolis, nigga. Texas,
LA to Mexico.
LA, Mexico, motherfucker.
We was down there with the motherfucking submarine. We seen that shit.
Oh,
that shit was crazy.
Down
in
low.
bubbles. It was like, it was just the bubbles was floating and shit.
She called. That was funny. She said,
everywhere, you never there.
We be up there with the man on the moon.
Nah, but yeah. Thank you for joining. We talk about real shit, though. Motherfuckers, they want to talk about this ghetto therapy, so we talk about anything.
We should have talked about Carly.
We should. That Carly. Bitch, look, the bitch Carly Russell.
Crazy.
Motherfuckers say when you see a picture of her, just know I be gone for a couple of days.
But are we believing everything that they tell us?
I don't believe none of the stories that I hear yet, because that bitch
did
the dick.
No, when can't handle she your drugs,
they say she died.
They said the baby dropped her off in the stroller and pulled off.
I ain't seen a picture of her. I ain't seen nothing.
So none of the footage of her being.
Is Jamie Foxx back? Is the real question. But I ain't seen shit from him either.
The bitch said they fed her Cheez-Its and they attained the target receipt.
Jamie, they said what?
The bitch was. She said the kidnappers fed her Cheez-Its and they attained the target receipt where she purchased some Cheez-Its and like some Twix or something.
No, not the receipt said she had the Cheez-Its.
I like Cheez-Its.
So you mean to tell me this bitch stayed for 2 days? She stayed for 2 days in the hood. With some cheeses, that's all she had to eat was some water.
And they say, then they say the bitch.
She escaped and they caught her.
This is why I need all of y'all here.
And then the bitch show up with $100 and something talking about the kidnappers gave it to her.
Right.
She came home with some money. My mama told me don't come home with a wet pussy and empty pockets either.
I came home with $130, I think. In a sock pocket.
$130. That was the
thing. My mama told me don't come home with empty pockets and a wet pussy either.
Hey, that motherfucker thing. Look, that's a meme for her, boy. That's going to go viral right there.
No, but okay, you guys. The question I have, because I need everybody's brain, because this is the way I think. I'm going to think in every way. Okay, let's say she was kidnapped, but I'm going with that narrative. She was kidnapped. The details that we are getting is that you escaped 3 times.
They said she escaped three times.
And then they goddamn picked her back up in a car.
In a car. So they had this. They just wanted you.
No, look. They is motherfuckers.
What happened to the baby she saw? Yeah.
Motherfuckers.
Where is the baby?
But look. This bitch really got out of her car, bro. Walked around the car and got it in the passenger seat. Somebody jumped in the front of the seat and drove off. They make the bitch get out. They jumped in first. Bitch drive.
Wait.
Bitch get out, walk around on the seat. Look, the shit is deep. A motherfucker will jump in your car and tell you exactly where to pull to. Drive, park right here. Make a left. Make a right.
Get out.
Turn
the radio.
Turn the heat on. Turn the heat on.
In the middle of the street. Now shake your ass. Left cheek, right cheek. On all platforms.
Hey, look, I done seen a motherfucker rob. Look, I done seen a motherfucker rob a couple in front of the police. The police like 4 cars ahead. And they like, don't say shit. You don't even got to turn around. Turn around.
What's the motherfucker?
Calm as hell. They knew how to control the whole scene. So it can be. But we don't know details. Forensics. You got rape kits, shit that really matter. Fucking shit that really matter that we don't know. Now, it is some sick motherfuckers out here that take kids out of houses.
But sex trafficking, while she joking, is very serious right now.
What? Especially, but this is crazy. Who the fuck gonna pull over on the highway because they heard the kids screaming? You don't even see it was so fucking dark out there.
And then she saw, yeah.
It was so dark out there. The light was only able to obtain a half of the car.
I'm just saying, just logically speaking, why didn't we hear about this kid getting splatted by a big rig? Because ain't no kid about to stay in the motherfucker on the side of the road.
No, let me tell you what they use. People use their kids for kidnapping.
For trapping.
Man, let me tell you, this is a dangerous world out here, boy.
This makes more sense to me, though. Because you know there are people that, like, let's just think about for Russia, for instance. Like, the bitch looked up the movie Taken 2. saying it's her favorite movie on her Twitter line or something like that. So with that being said, thinking about over there, okay, they do kidnap these young girls at early ages, and they also breed these people. Well, not these people, but they breed these kids because there are parents that can't have kids and they sell these children. You see what I'm saying? So yeah, that is likely that there was a child that they didn't give two fucks about and they probably used for bait. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they were 9 months.
They throw the whole movie like, you know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying.
It's a dangerous world, boy. They take
so,
kidneys.
So my question is, what is it that you really should believe? Because I believe that let me say this. When stuff like this happens, I believe it's something else happening.
What happened?
Like
sentiment.
Something else.
Dick! That bitch did all that over some dick. Man. All
why did she purchase a bus ticket to Birmingham?
Right,
she was trying to leave that nigga. You hear me? She was mad. She got
She had a crazy ass nigga. She had
the I don't give a fuck how mad I am. I'm not leaving my Mercedes red Benz on the side of the road.
It was probably in his name.
She was trying to trick that nigga off the streets. The car in his name.
I don't know.
Got abducted. You know what I'm saying? Like,
if that bitch was playing games, she bogus, and that's all I gotta say. If she was playing games, she bogus, just period. Cause you don't plan to have everybody looking for your little ugly ass. Where's the fucking baby at?
But you gotta growl with the ugly. You gotta say ugly.
Yeah, you gotta say that like that.
Hey,
because she didn't get serious, so they started posting them ugly ass pictures of her.
But then they got they got post office workers that disappeared,
and they still ain't popped. They
still ain't
up.
Found yet. They got 2-year-old babies, 5-year-old babies don't even get this kind of publicity. They still ain't found out who killed Kanika.
And this God bitch playing her. Over Dick.
Tupac. His ass, they don't know nothing about it, Tupac.
This Negro said Tupac.
Tupac.
Okay.
Malcolm X, they still don't. It's fucked up out here,
free
man.
Free my people.
Hey, we ain't gonna say that because I was gonna say, you know what I'm saying, some shit.
Now, you never know, be so many conspiracies.
Them Jersey Muslims.
Man, it could have been fucking somebody. Girl, boy, that nigga came in. I'm gonna fuck you, Muslim or Christian, nigga. I'm gonna blow your ass down, nigga.
Be Johnson's daughter, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, you never know. This life is so crazy. People was being on some pretty shit.
Picked in on TV.
I see why they say stay dangerous.
I'm not shit. You know, I'm from California, so you know that's a real. That's some real shit. We used to say stay safe. You know what I'm saying? Be safe. You know what I'm saying?
Well, no more, nigga.
Hey, wasn't nobody safe. You want to be safe? You better stay dangerous, homie.
Stay psycho, nigga.
Oh, that's the new one. Stay psycho.
For real boy, I'm gonna fuck you. nigga walk around with some.
How would you spell psycho though? S-Y-C-K-O.
X-Y.
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 Ain't nothing beyond that. That's it.
Stay psycho.
X-Y-C-H-O. What you give? You put
like that.
What you put? Let me see. What's that? X-Y-C-K-O. Knockout. Oh, my mama. We got them. Hey, boy. And see, that's why I like when it comes to New York and shit, people be saying they've been places. It's like at a time New York didn't even have too many guns. So you had a knife game, you had machetes and shit, you had to whack niggas' hands off and shit, you had to use knives and shit.
Oh, shit. We go to the desert and come back.
Hey, guess what else is dangerous as fuck?
You killing that.
St. Louis, nigga.
No, I'm about to say
You said what?
St. Louis is like the murder cap right now. That's what my daughter.
Nigga, I stayed that bitch for 6 years, nigga. It taught me a whole new life. And I'm from the real part of Chicago. No, different part. All the real different parts.
Oh, shit.
I said, this motherfucker got hate. Yeah, I ain't never seen no niggas hate like they hate.
Hey, but
I ain't got no more liquor.
DC the same way. You know what I'm saying? It's block to block. I when I was in DC, I told them boys y'all had game banging, it would have been terrible. Them boys made me claim goddamn yeah, I was an uptown boy.
by DC Fondo, man. But like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I learned one thing about, you know what I'm saying, moving the city to city and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? You got everything you're looking for. You know what I'm saying? A gangster, a bitch, a hoe. You know what I'm saying? You're going to find anything you're looking for in any city you go to. Shit, you go to a small town to find what you're looking for.
I be so tired of that shit, though. I be looking for some motherfucking sanctuary, some motherfucking.
Selena, tell you, I go to the hood. I don't care where I go, but at first part, I'm pulling up. Will you tell me not to go? I'm comfortable in the hood. I'm a hood nigga. Shit, when I first got to Chicago, I went to I got right on the train and I got off. Like, shit. I remember McDonald's right across the street from the train station.
Wait, you said you went where? I ain't hear you.
I was right there I was on the east side, I believe.
Oh yeah, it's real ghetto over there. McDonald's. Oh my god.
Yeah, that McDonald's.
It's real black people around here.
You know, 69th.
Yep, right there on 69. Yep, 69. It's
really 60, yeah, 69. That's my
them real black people over there. That's my block.
69 for half.
Comfortable, but I'm talking about them shit. I asked the nigga for a goddamn black and everything. Nigga gave me.
Yeah, Chicago. Let me tell you about Chicago. Chicago is the only city that accepts anybody. Other cities don't allow people to come in their cities and make a way. This is a city I can take a nigga from Memphis and bring him down here and put him on a block, and he can sell dope for 20 years. We will make it's so easy, but you can't do that in St. Louis. They're gonna kill your ass. You can't get none of their money. Can't do that in LA. Can't get none of their money. Can't do that nowhere. So we so gangster, but we so fucking friendly. Because Chicago is really a place everywhere, so you can't really stop that. And that's good. I like it. That's the land of the free for real.
Atlanta, like, you know what I'm saying? Like you gotta realize we got the biggest shipping hub. So and that includes people. Like, everybody come through Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Whether or not they're just coming to visit or they going, flying somewhere else and they got a layover here. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people going to still get off the plane and go see the city if they got a layover.
Yeah, Chicago is the city everybody want to come to and everybody running from. I don't even understand. From this motherfucking air running to it at the same damn time.
Chicago, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
everybody loves Chicago, but the motherfuckers that's in Chicago.
The cool thing about Chicago is Chicago niggas love LA niggas. Y'all show LA niggas love. Like, that's all I kept hearing. They're like, man, damn, homie, like, man, y'all LA niggas cool. Y'all, I guess y'all respect our game bank because I guess we on the same type shit y'all on. You know what I'm saying? But
no, it's a different world, baby. It's a big different. Nothing like it. Nothing to say.
I mean, the new school might be a little different, but I know in LA it's the same way. Like, these young niggas want to run shit. You know what I'm saying?
So like, run shit. They got to die. They killing shit.
It'd be two separate games, but they'd be the same gang. Everybody claiming the same block, be on the same block. But, you know, you got the little niggas and they little cliques over here. And, you know what I'm saying? You got the older niggas trying to school the niggas, but they don't want to listen.
Yeah, it's fucked up, baby. That shit, like, here, that gang shit don't mean shit. That shit over with. Them niggas had it, and they should have did what they did with it. But now it's over with now, baby.
Why? Right, that's
what they said. Better kill these little niggas. I'm telling you, don't play with nobody. Kill everything moving.
But that's the bad part about it is, like, that's what I tell niggas all the time. Like you got to realize in LA that shit shifted a long time ago. Like, when them Cali swag niggas was out, you remember that shit? Goddamn, them Dougie niggas, Do My Dougie.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, like them little niggas, real ass niggas. If you look at they whole little clique, nigga, like three of them dead. It was like six of them. Three of them dead now.
Damn, for real?
Yeah, they was really in the streets and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's some Inglewood, some little blood niggas and shit. And like,
hey, my nephew was down there with them niggas and that shit happened. I got a nephew that signed with J.H. Ruger. My nephew name is motherfucking Flame.
Yeah.
He signed. He was with them niggas when that shit happened.
I believe it. I mean, like, it's crazy. It's terrible out there. I mean, like, shit. And then when I went back home last week, nigga was a nigga from my hood. Little nigga told me I wasn't from my hood because I've been gone for 20 years. And he ain't know me. And then he going to ask me, he was like, why weren't you in your own hood day? Hood day was the 4th of July. Like, bro, it's my family. Like, I'm coming home to see my family. I ain't come home to gang bang, fool. Little niggas is burnt out.
Yeah, but link up, bro, on the tracks, me in it, bro. I'm finna take this girl to White Castle because she got like two pistols and she aiming them and it's not on camera.
I believe it.
About White Castle.
White Castle's a dad tonight, nigga.
You talking about Buster?
Buster is not here.
Hey, you know who funny as fuck though? I ain't gonna lie to you. Who funny as fuck, nigga? That nigga Crib Mac. Who the fuck is dude, bro?
What? That's the nigga from Moesha.
That's from for real. Moesha. That's him for real, bro. What's up with these niggas with it? That's that he is that nigga that was from Moesha.
Nah, he look like Pluto. He look like it ain't really him. They just be joning, but that really is goddamn the other little nigga. What's the nigga from That's a Raven?
Yeah, all these niggas crazy as hell. It's been an entertainment. Hey, look, man, we signing out, man. Let me take this girl.
You
man.
Said him? He's from Moesha.
Crip Mac. He don't look like the nigga from Moesha.
Right, no. What
nigga
from Moesha? What he was on Moesha?
His little son, the little brother, little
family. He's big and grown now. Mm-hmm. Wait, which one? Him? Little
Nah. It's somebody. I don't know, man. They tripping.
Hell no, they is tripping, boy. They that ain't tripping. That little boy.
Not Miles.
Yeah, not Miles.
It's another little nigga from one of them Disney shows.
I finna see from what show.
Yeah, just ask what show the Crip Mac from.
It's saying shit. Ain't shit coming
that up. Nigga from that shit with them goof ass Wayne and niggas or some shit.
Just one of them little niggas. Well, one of them little niggas looked like him, so they were just making a joke. You know, the internet undefeated.
I think it was a joke, because I don't know who the fuck. That ain't shit coming up.
That nigga Blueface too, he's a fucking oh my god character.
Yeah, but Blueface really a goddamn little he one of them little niggas we talk about, like don't listen. You know what I'm saying? He really from the hood though, he really from Schoolyard Crip.
Well, these niggas listen. And that's one thing I learned here in Chicago. That gang shit made millions and millions of dollars.
It makes the industry so much money, but the crazy thing about it is that like these little niggas is really dying. That's why the industry is taking out really taking out life insurance on these niggas. Like that's part of their deals now. Life insurance, nigga. Like nigga, Tupac should have had life insurance. You feel me?
That's fucked up. He probably had no
we
life.
Started insurance. This conversation talking about life insurance.
Mm-hmm. Come on, let's get it before we be here all night, y'all. We got to
okay, well, once again, next week, Sentiments will Star, Toxic Thursdays. Come talk your shit.
Find
get your ghetto therapy.
Thursdays.
Huh?
You said Sentimental Thursday next week.
Toxic Thursdays, every Thursday. Sentiments will Star.
All right, for sure. So,
I got you. Thank you.
No problem. Appreciate y'all.
Bye-bye. Bye.